97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
As I said to this group a couple of times on this trip now, as we move to the Indo-Pacific to do our job, which is what we're here to do, nobody's texting war plans. Well, I noticed this morning out came something that doesn't look like war plans. And as a matter of fact, they even changed the title to attack plans because they know it's not war plans. There's no units, no locations, no routes, no flight paths, no sources, no methods, no classified information.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx.
Welcome to the jungle.
All right, great to have Jim Carafano back with us from Heritage. Jim, how are you doing?
I am living the dream, my friend.
Living the dream. I love it. Lieutenant Colonel Carafano, could you give us your definition of war plans?
Yeah, this whole signal gate thing, to quote my white colonizer ancestor, William Shakespeare, is much ado about nothing. You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of when they attacked Project 2025. They got nothing. And so they're looking for something. And I think really they have really hit rock bottom to try to argue that this was some kind of massive compromise of military operations, as if none of us knew we were bombing the Houthis. So I, as a guy who, you know, only has about, you know, 25 years of military experience and wrote war plans and knows what war plans are and has been doing military stuff for like 40 years, I ignored this story. Fortunately, I was overseas most of the time, so I didn't have to talk about it, but it is nonsense.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, I wanted to play this bite real quick back to back so people can hear just how outraged Chuck Schumer is about Pete Hegseth right now. Listen.
He pointed fingers. He blamed the liberal media, moaned about hoaxes. Mr. Hegseth, this is not a hoax. It's very real and very serious. You should not be in your job.
Now, please compare and contrast that with Chuck Schumer's reaction after the Abbey Gate disaster, please.
Do you think it should have been handled any differently?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into pointing fingers right now. Job one, get the people home.
Yeah, very different there, don't you think, Jim?
The Democratic Party is at like 26% favorability. half the people in the Democratic Party want to fire Chuck Schumer. And so Chuck Schumer wants to talk about anything except the failings of his own party and Democratic governance. So, you know, it's the thing is, it's weird, right? Because we all get it. But, you know, it's, when we're watching a horror movie, we all know it's just a movie and that the kids are going in the basement. Not because kids are really that stupid, because that's what the script says.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we all know what's going on here. I mean, the Democratic Party, and look, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. But literally, they're just failing. And they're saying stuff that even they know is complete and utter nonsense because they have nothing else to say.
So, Jim, in your mind, what would have needed to be included in those text messages on Signal for it to be considered war plans?
I can't imagine what you could cram into a text. So normally it's things that would put people at risk or compromise the success of military operations, right? So if, for example, if, you know, FDR called up, or, you know, FDR had, you know, basically wrote a letter to, Churchill and said, hey, you know, we're going to attack on June 6th, you know, on D-Day, you know, something like that would be meaningful, but there's nothing in there that the Houthis could exploit or that would compromise American or allied military lives. So it just doesn't even pass the laugh test.
Wow. Yeah. How about how Pete Hegseth's doing so far? How would you rate his job so far as SecDef?
Well, you know, I've known Pete a long time, and he's a good friend. And I always said, look, this is not a guy who has a lot of experience in how every little office in the Pentagon runs. He's not somebody who spent a lot of time on the Hill working with Congress, you know, pushing on defense plans. But what he is an incredibly inspiring leader who is both morally and I and patriotic, the kind of leader that we want to motivate young men and women in the military. And he brings an attribute to the role that I think we haven't had in such a long time.
Oh, yeah.
A person that people in the military can look up to and say, yes, we understand this person wants to lead us and get things done. You know, we're even seeing this in the FBI, where I think a lot of people were very skeptical about Kash Patel, and they hear all these terrible things. But I think the rank and file in the FBI look, oh, this is a guy who wants us to succeed. And what he cares about is us and our mission. And I tell you, as somebody who's in the military, that's the most inspiring and important thing for me. I can forgive a lot of things. You don't have to be the world's greatest expert, but the drive and the commitment are there. And, you know, so I think he's doing an unbelievably strong job. Talked to a lot of allies who met him, and when they meet him, they come away and have said, this is a strong leader, and we get it, and we're pleased with the choice of president.
Yep, and the enlistment numbers reflect that as well. Jim, we appreciate your time as always. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too, buddy.
All right, see you soon. JJ Carafano there.
Get more at 971talk.com.